Okay, hi, this is Michael Fiore, and I want to welcome you to Module 2, the Curiosity Pivot module, which is really, we cover a lot of material in this module, but the ultimate goal of this module is to start getting you to send Curiosity Pivot texts, which are texts that are going to be the ones that switch context for your wife into a more sexual place. So let's just do a quick recap of what we covered in the How Women Think About Sex module. A few things that your texts need to accomplish. First, your texts need to awaken her sexuality and make her pay attention to it. Women are very sexual creatures, I think in a lot of ways more sexual and sensual than men, but they're kind of taught to sublimate that, not to pay attention to it. So we're gonna basically use texts to cause them to pay more attention to their sexuality. Two, we wanna make her feel truly sexy. A lot of women don't feel that sexy. They feel like if they don't have a perfect model's body, that they are not sexy. I personally don't think that's true. I think most women are incredibly sexy in their own way. And I'm sure you find your wife extremely attractive in some way. So that's what we're going to do there. Third, we're going to give your wife permission to act on her sexual desires, quote unquote, act like a slut. That word has a lot of power to it for people, some good and some bad. But I think it encapsulates what we're trying to do here. We're trying to let your wife act like the sexual creature she is with you. That's our real goal. We don't want her like, you know, acting that way all the time. But women really do enjoy being able to be sexually free and sexually open with their mate, with their husband, with their boyfriend, with their lover. And that's what we're gonna try to accomplish with what we're doing here. So the end result, of course, is gonna be a higher level of sexuality with your wife, great sex with your wife, more or less on demand, a happier relationship with really no chance either one of you will cheat because generally speaking, people who are having great sex don't cheat on each other because why would they? They're getting it at home. And fewer arguments. It's hard for her to be mad at you when she sees you as a sex god. Now, most likely, a lot of different people buy this course. It ranges from people who have a really good sex life already, who want to improve it, to people that possibly don't have the best sex life and feel like they're not quite getting what they want. So, but you're probably starting relatively cold as far as texting goes. You might have a good rapport with your wife sexually and having a good time, but as far as texting, most likely, in a lot of cases, there's not enough sex in your marriage. And the communication you have between each other on a day-to-day basis, whether it be via text, email, phone, whatever, is pretty mundane and boring communication. You know, get milk, pick up the kids, did you get blah, 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 are we gonna watch a movie tonight, things like that. We're gonna be changing that during the course of this course. You probably, or you may feel like you're stuck a little bit, like sex has a lot of weight in your marriage and that you can't broach the subject or talk about it. A side effect of this is you're gonna be talking about sex with your wife a lot more freely and a lot happier. Our first thing we need to do is to create a sexual context for communication. And what that means is we're going to turn texting into a dirty channel between the two of you, between you and your wife, girlfriend, lover, whatever. Texting is going to become kind of a normal way to her for you to say dirty things to her, for you to say sexual things to her, and for her to be able to act in a fantasy realm, really. She'll be able to do things and say things in texting that she won't necessarily feel like she can do in her everyday life, though she will learn to really enjoy a lot of them when you guys get home. Texting is awesome for this because it's really subtle. She has her cell phone with her wherever she goes. People don't necessarily, you know, people aren't generally gonna see what's on her cell phone. She can have this private little game. And once you get good at this, you're pretty much gonna establish texting as a direct conduit to her sexual mind. A way for you to kind of, you know, the next best thing to telepathy, not mind control, because we don't really do that, but telepathy, to being able to basically communicate directly with her sexual inner world. And she's gonna see this as your private little game where she can do whatever she wants and really give into her desires. So your first assignment is to cut down on mundane texts and keep texting for hot communication. So no more, you know, sending her texts that kind of say, oh, my back hurts, or oh, do you wanna see a movie tonight? Things like that. You can do that to some small degree. And I would say that after you get used to texting her in a sexual way, you can go back to doing some of that as a balance. But just start cutting it out for now. We really need to change the context of what texting is with your wife. How fast is this gonna go? How fast are you gonna be able to change the context and really get to the dirty stuff? It really depends on the relationship. You're not gonna be able to go from my feet hurt to I'm gonna ravage you or you know, F you over the couch in one text. But don't be scared. I promise if you do what I say, she'll be into it probably a lot more than you think. Either way, I want you to use I call it the Getting Started PDF here, but it's actually the Icebreaker PDF to get started and ease into things. The Icebreaker PDF is a really powerful tool that tells you exactly what to say and when to say it as you're starting to build up into this. And it gives you basically 4 days of texts to go through, kind of a map to go through to make it easier. Okay, so what is the Curiosity Pivot text? The goal with the Curiosity Pivot, or with texting in general, is to create a fantasy world for your woman to escape to during her day. Most women have, you know, a life full of everyday crap. They got to deal with the kids. I'm sure you love your kids if you have them, but you know, they can be a pain. She's got to deal with them every day. She's got a job. She's got to go shopping. She's got to sit in traffic. I really feel like women have one of the hardest jobs in the world, you know, harder than men. I think it's harder to be a woman than it is to be a man in our world still today, even in this post-feminist kind of culture, because women are expected to do it all. And the pivot is the transition text, kind of a signal for her to transition from everyday crap to this fantasy world we're gonna create for her over time. A pivot is not in itself super sexual, but it's fun and playful. That's an important bit. As you dig into the pivots, you're gonna realize, wait a minute, Michael, these aren't dirty at all. What are you talking about? The dirty stuff comes later. And it's really the start of the game. And I wanna make a point here that sex is supposed to be fun. And if you're not having fun with your wife when you're doing this kind of stuff, if she's not having fun with you, it's not going to work. If she is having fun, you're going to be able to go to really dirty, fun, deep places really, really quickly. Just as a note, you may have to use a few different pivots to get there. Sometimes people think, oh, I put a pivot and it didn't really get the response I want. That might mean to send another one. She might be busy. She might have something else on her mind, etc. I covered when not to text in one of the later videos. Okay, so just to define a curiosity pivot. A curiosity pivot is a text that makes her curious about where you're going with things. It's basically bait. You want her to bite by responding before you move on to anything else. So don't just send her 17 texts in a row. You send the first one and you wait. And if you don't get a response, then maybe you'll send another later, but you gotta wait. It's all about projecting strength as you go. It's not sexual, the curiosity pivot, but it does get her attention and starts the conversation, and later will be her signal that the games are about to begin. It's kind of like a Pavlovian dog kind of thing, you know, the bell. When Pavlov rang a bell, his dog salivated. When you send a curiosity pivot, your wife is going to get a little bit excited and get some anticipation. No, I'm not calling your wife a dog. That's not what I'm trying to say here, just trying to make a metaphor. So one big warning, no what are you wearing crap. That's like the worst open ever in the entire world. We've got better stuff in this package. Okie dokie. So note, intention is everything. You have to go into this with the idea of giving your wife pleasure, not taking from her. This is a really important thing in general. If you go into this with the idea of, hey, I'm going to manipulate my wife into giving me a blowjob or having sex with me or things like that, it's not going to work very well. It might work to some degree, but it's not really what you want to do. Instead, you want to start from the position of, I'm going to give my wife incredible pleasure, make her feel incredibly sexy, and I'm going to get what I want in return, because you are. Reciprocity works that way. If you give something, you generally get something back. Your wife wants great sex with you, but you need to take the lead. The number of women who do not want to have great sex, especially if they're over 30 or so, is very, very small. Yes, there are some women who kind of lose a lot of desire with age, but I really find largely there's a larger percentage who are just waiting for a man to really show them passion and to show them sexuality in a way they can respond to. It may take some time, but you will get into it if you have a good intention. Stick to your guns and do this. Okay. So let's just kind of get into some curiosity pivot examples. I give a lot more of these in the manual, but I'll give you a few here. Wow, very simple. Wow, dot, dot, dot. Note the ellipses right there afterwards. The ellipses is a way to tell her that we're going to continue the thought. This is an incomplete statement. It also, when we see an ellipses, we were generally like, well, wow, what? Wow, what? What are you talking about? It basically demands some kind of response. I just remembered is a great one. We'll talk about how to use remembered activities as a great way to kind of create sexuality with your wife. I can't stop thinking about, so this morning. More examples. Do you know? You are so... I can't concentrate with you doing that. That's a great one. I love that one. You'll see that in some of the examples. Oh my God, tell me, etc. These are all just good examples of incomplete thoughts you can use in a curiosity pivot to open the door. Let's give a quick example, and we're going to build on this example over the course of the next several videos to show you how this works. So you'll send a text that says something like, I was just thinking, dot, dot, dot. Her response is going to be, well, what can it be? All it can really be is something like, about what, or thinking what? What were you thinking? It's a statement, I was just thinking, that demands a very particular kind of response. Another example is, so, dot, dot, dot. Her response is, huh, or so what, or what are you asking me? She just wants to know. Our goal with this pivot is not really to make things sexual, but it's really, again, it's like a hook. It's like we're sending some bait and we're fishing, and it's really just designed to get some kind of response. If she doesn't respond, that means she might be busy, she might be mad at you, I suppose, she might have anything going on. But it's really just a way to kind of get her engaged in the conversation. That's all we're doing in this first phase. The key here is that your curiosity pivot demands a response, and we'll get into what to do next in your next video, where we talk about how to establish a lust for her and create a sexual context. Okay, so your assignment is to take a piece of paper and write out at least 10 curiosity pivot texts you can send to your wife. And don't try to get too clever or weird. We're really just opening the door here. We're just starting things out. This is where we're relatively clean. The dirty stuff is going to come later in module 4, I believe, which is step 3 of the entire process. So there you go. Do your homework and then join me for video, the next video, which is going to be all about establishing lust and her sexual power. Okay? Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.